Approximately 86,000 native animals are killed on Australian roads every year. Some of the little joys can be saved from their mother's pouch. I'm speaking to Chris Pasevich from WIRES, Wildlife Information Rescue and Education Service. Chris cares for possums. She has a number of possum joys in care at the present. Chris, thank you so much for accepting our interview.
You're welcome.
I cannot not ask, how are your baby possums doing?
My baby possums, most of them are doing well. They're orphans. I've got ringtails as well as bushtail possums, and they range in size from about 3 months old to about 5 months old inside, but I've also got possums outside as well.
How many do you have?
I've got 9 babies inside, and I've got about 10 outside in cages and aviaries.
Do they live at home with you?
Yes, that's right. Why, as carers, we all operate from our own homes, so we have to have suitable caging, you know, rescue baskets, all that kind of thing, to be able to house them.
What will be their next destiny?
Well, when they first come into care, I and a number of carers in my branch, we weigh them, assess them, stabilise them, and that means if they're in shock, they need fluids. We need to be able to assess whether they've got any injuries, take them to a vet for medication, all that kind of stuff. And if they're once they're stabilised, then I can pass them on to other carers who can look after them. So it's an ongoing process. It's spring, so it's a very busy time. It's baby time. So not only possums, but there are lots of baby birds coming into care as well. It's ongoing, but spring is a particularly busy time.
It's also the time when many animals are killed on the roads. There is a chance of rescuing, actually, the joeys from the mother's pouch. How do we do that?
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And I have got 2 baby brushies that were in their mother's pouch when they were rescued. And the person who found them, or different people, took them to a vet in the mother's pouch. The vet nurses and vets took them out of the pouch. The important thing with baby possums is to keep them warm because they're mammals. If they get cold, they can die. Their organs shut down.
If I happen to hit an animal on the road and I suspect there might be a baby in the pouch, what do I do?
You obviously stop your vehicle somewhere safely so that you don't get hit or injured or whatever yourself, and have a look at the possum. It's very easy to detect whether it's a male or a female. The males have very big balls and the females have got a pouch that is vertical on the stomach. Kangaroos have horizontal pouches, but possums have a vertical pouch. Well, usually if the mother's dead, the pouch relaxes, and so you can actually pull it apart and check inside and see if there's a baby or not. But also, if there is a baby, often even though the mother's dead, the baby will be moving inside the pouch, so you'll see movement.
Do I take the whole dead mother?
Yes, it's preferable that you do that because the baby might still be on the teat and it can be difficult to take them off the teat.
What do I do if, for example, it's a huge kangaroo and it's not exactly possible for me to take the whole animal?
Then you have to try and get the wallaby or the kangaroo baby off the teat. You gently would move its jaw, press against its jaw, and if you press there a few times, the baby might actually let go. If it doesn't let go, you might actually have to cut the teat. And the danger there is that the baby might swallow the teat. So you have to have a safety pin or something like that you can put on the end where you've cut it so it doesn't go into the baby's mouth and swallow the whole teat.
Will the baby be, like, moving and maybe fighting with me?
It depends. It really depends on the age, and it depends on whether it's injured and depends on how recent the death of the mother is and whether it's still warm, if it's moving. If the baby is cold, then it will be less likely to be moving around and fighting you.
How likely are the joys to survive?
Joeys can survive. Most of the joeys that we do get in care do survive. So it's hard to put a figure on it because, you know, all the circumstances, each individual is different. It depends on how cold it is, how or whether it's injured or not.
Is it possible that I will be able to keep the joey at home and take care of him?
No, because you need to be licensed to take care of native animals. To be licensed means that you need to undergo a course that is licensed under National Parks legislation. So you can only do that through a group like WIRES or Sydney Metropolitan Wildlife Service or Fauna. So you need to do a course and be a member of one of those groups to be able to care for a native animal.
It's also possible to find a joey without his mum. What do I do in that case?
Exactly the same thing. Try and keep it warm, and it might mean that you use a hot water bottle, or if you can, you know, even if you're on the road, use a soft drink bottle and stop at a cafe, ask them to put hot water in the bottle. Use a jumper or a towel, wrap it up, try and keep the baby, the joey, warm.
We can support the life of the joeys also in another way by donating. How does that work?
That's right. I think you're talking about the WIRES Food Fund, and
yeah,
that's actually to have donations come in from members of the public to support the carers who have got animals in their homes. So we're caring for joeys in our homes. Some of them need milk, and for example, possums and wallabies, they're lactose intolerant, so they're special milks. It's not cow's milk that we feed them.
Can you please tell us where we can get more information, how to get involved? Maybe some people want to start being volunteers taking care of joeys or just to support.
Website, www.wires.org.au, and there are a number of other rescue organisations as well. And there's also information about the food fund and the donations, the campaign for donations for food that WIRES is running. Once you're a WIRES volunteer, you can actually do specialist courses to look after different kinds of animals, whether you want to do possums or wallabies or wombats or snakes or flying foxes. They're all specialist courses.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome.